Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another day, another dollar, and another Sports Overnight America. Cross country and around the globe. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine will talk to the world. We're well guested today, too, here on a Thursday into a football Friday. And a great sports weekend with just SEC action. And really, college football is going to be, I think, outstanding this weekend. We're going to see a seismic shift. One way or the other, either the winners are going to really advance, but the underdogs in some of these games have a chance to really get back into the playoff mix. We'll get into that as well. Where do we start? I'm going to start with, and I'm going to fall into the sports radio trap of, yeah, Bronny James is going to the G League, where, no offense, that's where he belongs. All right, we went through the LeBron and the Bronny little, you know, father and son deal. It's great. It's never going to be the Griffies. It just is. It's not going to be the Boons. It's just, it's LeBron and Bronny, and away we go. He's going to get down there in South Bay. The Lakers G League affiliate's going to get to play and develop, and we shall see. So we will get that. Football tonight, a desperate, and it is, even though they're 4-5, they are trailing both Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Cincinnati and Baltimore tonight. That should be and this isn't it shouldn't be an Al Michaels mail it in broadcast, because this is a really key spot for Cincinnati. So we will preview that. And then Scott Shea will talk some Bruce Springsteen, and later on the legendary voice of Baylor football, basketball, and really a lot of sports down in Waco with the Baylor Bears. And I will say this, Scott Drew turning around that program after Dave Bliss, the murder of a player, a complete disaster, NCAA sanctions, it was a cesspool. It was a disaster, but some 20 some years ago, but he got in there, and it's one of the greatest reclamation projects in the history of the NCAA. I'd put UConn and Jim Calhoun right there, but after the Dave Bliss disaster, they turned it around, and Scott Drew was the point man. No doubt about it. That Baylor team won the national championship in 2021, and he has done a remarkable job. So we'll do that. Tyler Levine will kick it off with us. We get it going here on a Thursday into a football Friday and a sports weekend right here across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline. Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better?
I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Radio.
All right, this portion of Sports Overnight America is brought to you by American Premium Vodka, Randy Byrne, Terry Cook, and I want to congratulate them. As you know, they're now in four states. They got a big distributorship up in Minnesota, where we do very well on this program. St. Paul, Minneapolis, shout out to Vikings, Twins, Wild, and let me see. Who am I missing? The Timberwolves. Let's congratulate American Premium Vodka. Going to do very well in the state of Minnesota. Doing very well with us here at Sports Overnight. Tyler Levine. Tyler, what's going on? How are you, pal?
Doing well, Marty. Doing well. No complaints. I'm really excited for this game tonight. Finally, we have a Thursday night game that isn't a snoozer. It's a division matchup. I mean, the game that they played earlier in the season was an absolute. It was a shocker. It was twists and turns. The live odds were almost impossible to keep track of, and it was a thriller. So I'm expecting a very similar result and showdown tonight.
Yeah, this ought to be interesting, too. Cincinnati is desperate. I mean, they're third in the AFC North. They're looking up at Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Cleveland has, you know, we talked about it yesterday, they have completely fallen apart. Does Cincinnati, in your opinion, respond? And, boy, they miss Mixon big time. I don't understand that for the life of me. They have to offset Burrow and give him a running attack, and I don't think they have it. But you're right. The intrigue runs deep here. Give me a take on this game, though.
I do think they miss Mixon. I think Chase Brown has been a bright spot for them. I don't think he's a guy. I think he's a really, really, really solid backup and someone that could get good usage, similar to what we see with Spears in Tennessee, Justice Hill in Baltimore. But they are desperate for sure. Right now, Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite. I mean, Cincinnati had this game all wrapped up. They botched the kick in overtime. McPherson put it wide after, I believe it was a shaky hold by the holder. The one thing that I think Cincinnati does have going for them tonight is that Baltimore's defense really has not been the Baltimore defense that we're used to over the past couple seasons. They have good receivers. They have a decent enough running game. I think the O-line is going to need to really win that battle tonight if Cincinnati is going to stand a chance. But more importantly, they have to find a way to stop this Lamar and Derrick Henry 1-2 punch, and it seemed virtually impossible to do so thus far in the season. And it certainly does not help that they're on the road in Baltimore tonight.
Correct.
I don't know what uniforms they're wearing, but I'm expecting Baltimore to come out in those all blacks. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite uniforms in the league, by the way. They just look so, so good. And I love that this is a Thursday night game. This is what I wish every Thursday night game was like. A really exciting, you know, division rivalry, two good teams, even though the Bengals' record doesn't show it. They're obviously a very solid team. And I think this is going to be a close one. I don't think that Baltimore can win by 7 unless Cincinnati just completely implodes.
Well, here you go. And the Bengals' defense rivals that of the Ravens. Just look at the numbers. Here's what I'll tell you. Ravens are going to win this division, in my opinion. I know Pittsburgh is in a good spot right now, but Pittsburgh's going to get probably picked off by Washington. And the schedule for them is going to be pretty, pretty stout headed down the rest of November and December. Look at this wild card in the AFC. You're going to have the divisional loser from the AFC North. Let's assume it's Pittsburgh, and you'll side with me. You're going to have the Ravens then, you're going to have the Steelers because they don't win the division. Chargers, Broncos, Colts, Bengals, and the Jets may crawl into it. Cincinnati, I'm not going to say it's a must win, but it's a must win tonight. They got to go on the road and win this game. A close game and losing by a field goal, there's going to be no moral victories. They absolutely have I think they might respond and pick them off. And look at Baltimore, who they lose to this year. They've lost to Cleveland. Yep. They've lost to the Las Vegas Raiders, and I'm trying to remember the other one, but their losses are head-scratchers, and you might add this one to the head-scratching list there, Tyler. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't hate the Bengals' money line tonight. They usually play the Ravens close, and especially in this particular division, you don't often see a team sweep the matchup on the season. We very often see these, where they split 1-1, home and away. If they don't win this game, they go away to San Diego. They have the Steelers, which is going to be tough for them. The Cowboys, which should be a breeze in the park because they're pathetic. Titans pathetic, Browns pathetic, Broncos gritty and can pick you off if you're not careful, and they have a great defense, and Bo Nix is starting to come alive. And then they finish the season, away at the Steelers. So it doesn't get, harder necessarily, but that's not an easy schedule to run into. And at this point in the season, every single win matters. But when you look at who they've beat this year, they've beaten the Panthers, the Giants, the Browns, and the Raiders. They have yet to beat even a half-decent team. They played the Eagles and got smoked, lost by 20. The Commanders and Chiefs obviously are both close games, and those are two good teams. You can't really, hold that against them, but they need a win, and they need it bad.
Hey, go look at the NBA standings as we segue into NBA. I'm telling you right now, Philadelphia may not recover for this. Now you got Maxey out, that hamstring, and that's one that you can re-aggravate. Embiid is a mess, both on and off the court. I love him. He's an Iowa guy, Carroll, Iowa. Worked with him for 7 years doing the Iowa Energy Games, now the Iowa Wolves in the then D-League. Nick Nurse, a good guy. He may not survive this. This is a disaster. The 76ers are a mess. And then they're in the wrong division, Tyler, to get off to this slow start. I'm telling you, Philly might be in huge trouble, and I'm not so sure Nick survives this. I'm very worried for him. Let me hear.
I don't think he survives either. The whole franchise is kind of in disarray right now. It's really it just doesn't make sense. It's similar, it's actually crazy as I'm looking at this. The Bucks and the Sixers are both 1-6.
Yes.
For very different reasons. Yep. The Sixers are injured. They're a mess. Embiid's pushing media people. I don't know the full story there and what happened, but obviously, you just can't do that as a professional. You have to be better. He's not a rookie. He has to. What troubles me with Embiid is that it doesn't seem like he's, growing. We know how talented he is, but he keeps finding himself in these situations where he's either unavailable or doing something stupid. And then obviously, you look at the Bucks as well. That Damian Lillard experiment just doesn't really necessarily seem to be working out. I mean, who would have thought?
Where are they putting him at the point? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No. And you got the Cavs 9-0 and the Sixers and the Bucks. I mean, look, do I think they'll make the playoffs? Yes, for sure. I'd almost say. Do I think either of these two teams are going to do anything meaningful in the playoffs? Absolutely no. And these are two teams with aspirations to win a championship, and that's the expectation that the fans have. They have talent enough rosters to do so, but they have to find a way to make it work. And maybe a change of the head coach is what's going to get it done in Philly.
It's going to be very, very interesting to see, and I really hope Nick doesn't become the fall guy. But Josh Harris is not going to be patient. He's got a huge payroll, but now you got Maxey out, and he's their offense. And Embiid's going to play. He's lucky. Look, Embiid's going to miss 30 plus games this year. He is not going to play back to backs. He is coddled. He's attitudinal in a negative way. He gets easily frustrated during games. Embiid is showing a side of him that I don't know that anybody saw coming out of KU. I really don't. I don't think people saw this. I don't know what it is, but there's enormous pressure on him, and that's a tough town to fail in or underachieving.
The toughest.
You can't. Yeah. Well, right along with New York and Boston. Yeah. On that East Coast corridor, that I-95 corridor, those fan bases are on top of you. They own sports radio. It's nonstop 24/7, and they're unrelenting. Right now, the fans there have a distraction, and that's the Eagles, okay? And the Flyers are on the come. But the Sixers are part of that fabric there in Philly, and this 1-6 garbage is not going to fly. No. Nick Nurse better have thick skin. And he's an Iowa guy. He's laid back, but I mean, he's intense during games and stuff. But his overall approach is Midwestern, laid back, kind of down to earth. And I'm telling you, I'm worried for him. All right, you sit right there. We're going to get Scott Shea in here. We're going to do some Springsteen stuff. And later on, John Morris, the legendary voice of Baylor sports. And I'll say it again, that reclamation project in that athletic department after the murder and the Dave Bliss disaster. I mean, complete disaster. What Scott Drew, leaving Valpo, he worked under his dad, graduated from Butler, 1 year at Valpo, gets the Baylor job, and turned it around in Godspeed. It's an amazing story. But Scott's getting, John's getting a big award by the National Football Foundation. We want to give him salutations on that. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Sky Rizzy to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Sky Rizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
A little Boston rejoinder there. How about that as we get ready to talk some music? And I love doing this. I really do. And I'm a big fan of Scott Shea, and we are so fortunate to have him once again here on Sports Byline. And we do it on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network worldwide, which is great. And we're soon to be launching on Amazon Audible, which is great. Scott G. Shea, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell, my cohort, is Tyler Levine. We welcome you. Scotty, how are you? Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Last time we spoke, we were talking All the Leaves Are Brown, how the mamas and papas came together and broke apart. And at the time, the New York Times had just done a big piece on Mama Cass, so it was a very, very timely interview. Tonight, we're talking about the boss, Bruce Springsteen, and it's an anniversary of the second album. And I just want to know, this commanded you to write an article, to comment on it. You produced at SiriusXM. Tell Tyler and I and the listening audience the importance of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, that second album. Let me hear.
Well, you know, that was their first real effort as a band, where they went in, with the idea of making a band album. Now, all those guys, almost all of them, played on his first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. But that album was a little underproduced. It was his beginning album. They were trying to go for a sound, kind of a singer songwriter sound, and Bruce in that time realized he's a band guy, and he assembled this group of ex players from his early bands like Steel Mill and the Bruce Springsteen Band, and put this thing together just to really kind of make his mark, I think. And just really reach back to those days before Greetings from Asbury Park, and put together an album of the sound that he'd been developing since that time with his bandmates. And I think it was successful. Now, it really wasn't successful when it came out. It was very under-promoted. It kind of put Bruce at odds with his label because it's not what they wanted. They wanted him recording with professional musicians, and wanted shorter songs, and really kind of drew a line in the sand for Bruce, and which really kind of gave us it sowed the seeds of what became Born to Run.
Scott, Tyler Levine here. We have this biopic on Bruce Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, coming out. Jeremy Allen White playing Springsteen himself, which I am so excited for. An unbelievable actor, won Emmys for his show The Bear. What can we expect out of this movie? Because I'm so excited. I grew up, my dad played Springsteen around the house all year long. Christmas time, the Springsteen Christmas song was always on. What can we expect from this movie?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's supposed to focus on the recording of the Nebraska album. There was which came out in 1982, so about 9 years after this album came out. And that was a real departure because Bruce was, he had just put out The River and had an incredible tour. And The River was just a fun, rocking album. Gave us his first top 10 hit in Hungry Heart. And he did a real left turn 2 years later by putting out Nebraska, and it's very, it was almost like it was a folk album. It's like, you followed up with one of your biggest album, a two record collection of just rocking songs that meant to capture the way you sound live with your band. And you followed up with just a real bare bones, stripped down folk album that wasn't really well received when it came out, but it kind of became a classic. And I think it focuses on that. And I would imagine it's going to talk about all the stuff that led up to that, the Born to Run era. I'm sure there'll be flashbacks and stuff like that. Just probably what Bruce was going through at that time. That's when things really started to become heavy for him, because that's when he was really starting to become a superstar. you know. So I'm really excited about it too, and I'm anxious to see at least a trailer, you know, when those are ready.
The latest article is about Springsteen, and Scott Shea pens it for The Strange Brew. You can get the link and check it out. Scott, I'm going to paint with a Marty again. I'm going to paint with a wider swath. The one thing that I can't fully get my head around is these acts that are from yesteryear that are still so relevant today. And I could go on and on and on. But Springsteen's tour, Toronto, wherever he's gone, obviously up and down the Eastern Seaboard, but it doesn't matter. Globally, these tours are unbelievable. Look what's going on with the Eagles, the Rolling Stones. What is it? Mm-hmm. Is it just that people don't want to let go to their youth? That this generation, myself included, in my mid-60s, we just don't want to let go to our youth, and hence we're going to peel back a lot of money to see these people. We just don't want to let go. Is that it, or do you have another theory? Let's hear.
No, I think that's part of it. That's a big part of it. But also, it's a testament to these guys. These are the cream of the crop we're talking about. I mean, we're talking Bruce Springsteen and the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan, who's still touring, and people like that. That's the cream of the crop. And these guys are tireless workers. They don't get tired, you know. And they're doing what they love, and they've risen to this position because of that, because of their drive and their ambition and their tireless effort. And Bruce has always been, I even said it in my article, he's a live performer first, you know. And that's always, he's put more into that than any other artist I can think of. I mean, I think if he could, maybe the Grateful Dead, you know, toured more than him. He loves it. I mean, he'll put on a 3-hour show. The guy's in his mid-70s. He doesn't even take intermissions anymore. And he took intermissions. He doesn't take intermissions, you know. So, and he does two and a half, 3 hours a night. And, you know, he plays every other night, every 2 days or 3 days, but I mean, he is he's a relentless performer, and he lives for it, and he loves it, and that's, you know, it's, and I think he's going to go until the day he dies. I honestly do.
Scott, I want to change direction here and just ask about, you know, we've seen music evolve and grow, and it seems like there's always these evolutions that come and go as the decades and centuries go on. You know, where do you see, are there any young upcoming bands and artists that you see having the type of impact that these Stones and Springsteens and Zeppelins have had on the previous generations as music continues to evolve?
I mean, there's always going to be the superstars of every generation, every rock and roll. Now it'd probably be like Taylor Swift and Justin Timberlake and people like that. They're all good. They're very talented people, but I just don't know if you're going to see it like it is now, at least not on a grand scale. You're not going to be talking about 5 or 6 great acts that are still doing it. It's going to be like, well, Taylor Swift is still touring and she's, you know, turning 65, you know, so, you know, we'll probably see that, but I don't think, you know, music has kind of, I don't want to say it's plateaued because, you know, there's always great music out there. But you know, it's so specialized now. It used to be, you know, back when Bruce was starting out, there was, you know, you had each market had the one big radio station. Maybe you were able to get one from a larger city, you know, at night that you could listen to. So you're kind of a captive audience. The same way with TV, you had 3 channels, you know. So that's why some of these classic TV shows are remembered the way they are. Now you just have so many different possibilities at your hands and different avenues to go and listen to music and platforms. And, you know, like for me, for new artists, I like to listen to guys who do like retro soul music, you know, and retro rock, where they really kind of go out of their way to sound like, you know, Motown or 70s funk. And, you know, it's all good, and there's really talented artists, but none of them are household names. So there's always going to be household names that tour, but I just think it's not going to be as many, at least in the years to come.
Scott, we only got about 3 minutes left, and I just want to tell you how much we enjoy having you on. We love doing this lifestyle and music stuff. If you don't mind, I want to hear a little radio resume on you. I mean, I come from an era where I grew up listening to the King Biscuit Flower Hour and just hearing live concerts from the Boston Garden and all these venues across the country on Sunday nights. It was an amazing show. I go back and listen to archive editions, but forget about me. Where did it start for you here? You get about 2.5 minutes. Give us a little background for our audience about who you are and how you became so prominent writing about the music industry. Can we hear? Go ahead.
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and I wasn't that far out of New York. So I got New York radio, and I got Philadelphia radio. So I grew up on CBS FM for the oldies, which had all the great DJs from the WABC, WMCA years in the 60s, like Cousin Brucey, Dan Ingram. And then we had some of the greatest rock and roll stations in the world. We had WNEW, we had K-Rock, which had the Howard Stern Show in the morning, you know, and that's where it came out of. We had WPLJ, Z100. So that's really where I got it. And then I'm a child of the MTV generation, the first decade of MTV. So I was into music videos and that. And for me, it just came from the radio and my parents. I'm sitting right next to my mother right now, and she had an incredible record collection, and so did my dad. You know, everything from the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Bruce Springsteen and Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac and all that stuff. So you know that, and I just gravitated to it. I was like a magnet. It was like, you know, and just reading liner notes and CD reissues and stuff like that. That's been just soaking it up, you know, just enjoying it, and I still do.
We love having you, Scott, and Rebecca Edinger, your publicist. She's been awfully good to us, and I hope we can keep this going. I'm telling you, our audience enjoy it. We archived the show on iHeart, and we just really appreciate this. It's a lot of fun, and congratulations on the book with the mamas and the papas, All the Leaves Are Brown, and obviously this latest Springsteen article. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Scott Shea, a noted book author, producer on Sirius XM 2. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez and Tyler Levine. John Morris, voice of Baylor Sports, coming up next. Don't go away.
Spread out now, Rosie. Doctor, come cut loose their mama's reins. You know.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline with Thursday into a Football Friday. Tyler Levine will be with us tomorrow as well. Yeah, I'm with you. Ravens, Bengals tonight. I'm all over it. I really am. We're hopefully going to talk to John Morris, the legendary voice of Baylor Bears sports. Boy, they were 3-9 last year in football. I didn't realize that. They were terrible. Dave Aranda, the head coach there. They're off this week. They got at West Virginia, at Houston, Kansas. How about Houston, too, picking off Kansas State? What a horrible job by the Wildcats. And Iowa State falling at home to Texas Tech. That running back, Taj Brooks, just absolutely ripped them apart. Just absolutely sliced, diced, parlayed, and waylaid their defense, and away we go. How you seeing the Big 12? Is it all about BYU, or does Utah pick them off this Saturday? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that Utah has continued to do Utah things. They start off ranked super high. Their quarterback gets injured. And a team like BYU, there's something to be said in sports in general, and I think especially with football and NCAA basketball as well. There's just sometimes teams of destiny, and they have that belief. They talk about it in the locker room. Their head is down. They feel unstoppable. You look at a team like Indiana this year. Momentum is a real thing, and energy, especially in life and in sports. When you have positive energy and you believe you're unstoppable and you have that belief throughout a game until the clock hits zero, anything can happen in sports. And I don't know, this BYU team, ever since they just absolutely smoked Kansas State, I think that they're going to carry through. Similar to Boise State. I mean, as we look at the – I was watching a video online today about Boise State. Could you imagine in the college football playoff, Ashon Gentry going, taking on the Buckeyes and taking them down, how absolutely unbelievably electric that would be?
You know what? It'll never happen. I like the theory. In theory, I like what you're saying. You know what I do know? Ohio State is going to be glad they didn't win the Big Ten. You know why? Because they're going to play Baylor, they're going to be outside the top four, so they're going to be a five seed. So they're going to play the 12 and win. Then they're going to play the winner of the BYU game, or no, BYU is going to buy. Then they're going to get BYU, and then they're going to crack at a rematch to Oregon, and Oregon won't beat them twice. Ohio State's going to be in the national championship game. They absolutely benefit by not winning the Big Ten. The system's flawed. They got to get rid of the automatic qualifier. Seed the teams 1 through 12 and ultimately 1 through 16 because they are going to add four more spots. Seed them 1 through 12 and do it the way it's supposed to be done.
I agree. You don't see teams getting byes in March Madness. The one plays the 16 and that's it. Right. And I would love to see that as well. I honestly think we see this a lot. Extended rest does not always help, and it can often hurt teams where they come 100%. Into a game and start slow. And especially in college football, if you start a game slow against one of these top 12 teams that we're going to see, you can get behind fast, and it's very difficult to catch up against a team that knows what they're doing.
How do you see it? We've got one ranking under our belt. You've seen the 12. Just for giggles, if it held serve the way it is right now, I got Ohio State playing in the national championship. I haven't looked at the lower end of the bracket, but the Buckeyes are getting in. I'm telling you, Oregon's not going to beat them a second time. It's not happening. It is not happening. And Penn State's a fraud. I hope they don't get in. I do not want them in. They're a fraud.
I completely agree. That I said this when they were going into the game against Ohio State, that I thought that they were fraudulent. And that proved to be true. I mean, how many times can you be inside the 10-yard line and not get any points at all?
How about the play calling there? They put 71 in. They put the tackle in motion, made him eligible, and the guy didn't touch anybody.
Well, that's why I think Ohio State is going to struggle, and I don't think that they're going to win a national championship at all. I mean, will they get to the game? Maybe. But I don't trust Ryan Day at all. I don't think he's a good coach at all. I think he's benefited from the fact that he's coaching at Ohio State, a school that is, you know, for, I don't know if this is a college football term, I know it runs true in basketball, a blue blood school that every recruit wants to go to and that produces NFL prospects left and right, and, you know, has money to spend for the NIL. And I don't think he's a good coach at all, point blank, period. I think he's dropped the ball on numerous occasions. He's made himself look like a fool in postgame interviews. I don't think he trusts himself. I think he gets nervous in big moments. And I think that he will be – look, Ohio State's roster is more than good enough to make it to a national championship and ultimately compete and win one. But when push comes to shove, the one differentiating factor in these 12 teams that we're going to look at is the coaches. You think that Kirby Smart's going to lose a game in the national championship to Ryan Day? Absolutely not.
All right, back up. Okay, back up here. Calm down. Let me ask you about this weekend. Kirby is going into a tricky spot. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Very tough game this weekend. Well, hold on. Then you've got LSU, who's at home. You look at that game. I'm telling you, Ole Miss, LSU, keep an eye on those two venues this weekend. How do you see those games right in front of you? How do you see them? Because they're going to have huge ramifications.
I don't think Georgia on the road phases them at all. And the reason being is because they're going to, after what they did in Texas at their house with all of the talk that Texas was getting, being the best team in the country, national championship is loading, how can you stop this offense? They went in there with that crowd and shut them down. And they're going to have that in the back of their mind when they step into Ole Miss Stadium this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. They're not going to be scared. And ultimately, what they've shown, and this is, I think, the most important aspect of this team, is that they can lean on their defense. And that's, you can score, you can have the best offense in the country. If your defense can't stop the other team, then you're kind of screwed because you're not going to score every single possession. And I think that this defense is what's going to carry them through the college football playoff and to a national championship game. And I don't see why they can't win it. Now, if their defense even slips up a little bit against any of these teams, you know, they're going to be screwed. I think that the Texas game is going to be what carries them through. I really do. I think that win and that type of statement that they made and, you know, what their coach is saying in the postgame interview, you know, we came here to work, we came here to eat. And that's what we did. And, you know, Kirby Smart he's a vet. He's a pro. He's as good as it gets. He's the top of the top. And when you have that type of guy leading you, you know, leadership and you know, the way a coach carries himself, we say it often with bad teams where the fish rots at the head. When you have, you know, a guy like Kirby Smart leading you into battle, you know, you believe you're unstoppable. And I think that they're not going to have any issue with Ole Miss this week. I think that their defense is going to step up. And I think that when they go on the road, they have a chip on their shoulder. And they hear all the talk. And, you know, they see that they're only a two-point favorite. And that's going to be bulletin board material. I think that this team makes bulletin board material for themselves and uses that as motivation.
The thing you're missing, though, is Dart is outplaying. Carson Beck's a mess right now. And that offensive line, which all of them could be in the NFL right now, has underachieved. They have. Carson Beck is going to get outplayed. I'm gonna throw something at you, and I'm dead serious. And this is not for gambling purposes. I don't even want to go there. But I'm telling you right now, I really feel like Georgia's going to get picked off. Ole Miss is going to win. I think LSU is going to hold serve at home. And you ready for this one? Utah is going to beat BYU in Salt Lake. They are going to win that game. They're playing for they're singing for their supper. How about that? Three
that
teams.
I could see. I could see Utah taking down BYU more than
the Big 12 is an absolute. Craziness. You're going to have K-State back in the mix. You're going to have Iowa State back in the mix. Colorado sniffing around, and BYU even with a loss. Can you imagine Can you imagine the mad dash to the finish line of the Big 12 if that happens?
You actually convinced me. You've convinced me after hearing this little soliloquy. I think that BYU is going to lose this weekend, and we're going to watch just the most unbelievable finish in the Big 12. I don't know. You know, everyone talks about the SEC and the Big 10, and I think all eyes are going to be on the Big 12 to see who gets this bye. Listen, DJ Shields said it earlier in the season, and there's been a lot of talk about it. Could you imagine if Colorado finds a way to slip through and win the Big 12 and get a bye in the college football playoff, what that would do for the ratings? And I mean, I would personally love to see Deion Sanders coach in a college football playoff game.
I think it'd be great. I mean, seriously, I hate to say that at the expense of Iowa State, which is in my backyard. Obviously, I'd like to see that. You know, because listen, the only team, the Big 12's not getting two in. They're going to get their automatic qualifier, yeah, and that's it. There's not, I mean, they're the, I hate to say it, they're the weakest of the four conferences that are getting byes, and so it's just not going to happen. So Iowa State can't sit there and say anything other than we better win the Big 12, or we're not going. We're not going. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna go to a nice bowl game, but you're not going. Hey, let's segue, because obviously we got to reschedule with John Morris, even if he came on now. We just don't have enough time. I don't know about you, but I'm into the buckets. I am. Columbia picks off Villanova last night. Don't duck this, because you are a Villanova apologist, so I'm not letting you off the hook. And then I want to do a little UConn. I'm sorry. How do you lose to Columbia? You know how? These Ivy League schools are good. You don't want to play, yep, Yale. You don't want to play Harvard. You don't want to play Brown. And you don't want to play Columbia. These are guys that when they usually line up against the big ones, they get blown out. And all they say to the opponent is, you're going to work for us someday. Well, guess what? That is a horrible job out of Villanova. Somewhere, Raleigh Massimino and Jay Wright are absolutely distraught watching the Wildcats get picked off. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, we see it. I feel like every March for March Madness, we see one of these Ivy League schools go on a run. We saw it last season with Yale, because they play fundamentally good basketball. And when you play fundamentally good basketball and you can shoot the three, which generally speaking, these Ivy League schools do well, you can take down anyone on any night, especially in college hoops. Because look, you know, if you go cold, you go cold. If you go cold against a team that's banging threes, playing good defense, and you know, is using up a lot of the shot clock, it's so hard to catch up. And this is exactly why we love college basketball. There is nothing like it. You don't see upsets like you see in college basketball anywhere else, and you don't see it as frequently as you do. I mean, it's I don't even have words for how hyped up I am for this season, because you see a number one seed lose every single year to someone that doesn't deserve, that you would never expect. It's, you know, a 20-point spread. You know, like, we will see. Kansas is ranked number one right now. We will see them lose a game to someone that we did not expect, 100%. No doubt. Question. And that's what's so exciting about it. And, I mean, it's hard now with the NIL to really keep up with, you know, all the players and everything. But I'll certainly be diving in deep. And I cannot wait for Tuesday. We have some juicy, juicy matchups on the slate. I'm going to pull them up, actually, as we wait. But, man, I could not possibly be more excited for this college basketball season to be underway. I mean, we got Michigan State, Kansas on Tuesday. That's an amazing one.
Well, hold on. Saturday night, we got Kansas and North Carolina at Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, two blue bloods. Hey, how about this kid from Columbia, from Santo Domingo? You ready for this? Geronimo Rubio De La Russa. Villanova for 22. You gotta love. I'm serious. I love it. You know, I get to New York City a lot, including this weekend. I tell you, I'd go see Columbia. I'd go up to Harlem, where they're located, Upper East Side of Manhattan, up in the 100s. I would go there. I would watch it. I would eat it up. I mean, Feinstein's book about the Patriot League and the Ivy League he's got one coming out on football, but it is basketball books on these conferences. It's just flat out, and you're so right. They shoot threes. They defend. There's a kid from my hometown, and I can't think of it. I know his last name because I went to school with his dad, Danny Mason. His son, I can't think of his first name, played at Yale, transferred, ironically, to Baylor. And he was phenomenal. I mean, the kid had NBA talent. He was just undersized, a little bit slow, but could absolutely shoot the lights out. Shoot the lights out. The name will come to me. You hang on. We got the 2-minute drill coming up. Good stuff today, Tyler. Excellent work out of you. thanks to Dom. We'll come back. What we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports tonight, we know what we're streaming. We're streaming Ravens, Bengals, and Mailadin Michaels. Won't be able to mail this one in tonight. Coming back on Sports Overnight.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, American Premium Vodka, sponsoring the two-minute drill here, the two-minute warning. American Premium Vodka has joined forces with distribution industry leader, the Johnson Brothers. News released today out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Congratulations, Randy Byrne, Terry Cook, and the whole gang at American Premium Vodka, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. All right, here we go. Bengals, Ravens. I want to jab you on Soto, maybe leaning towards the Red Sox and finding, getting the Red Sox back to yet another championship. But there's going to be other suitors. All right, All right, right now, desperate Cincinnati. I think you like Baltimore, but you like a field goal, 4-point game, something like that. That's what I'm hearing.
It's hard for me to go against Baltimore just because, if the Bengals had, an elite defense or even, their defense isn't terrible, but it's just going into Baltimore – a Thursday night game. They're the only teams playing. Baltimore in the All Blacks. They're sitting 6-3. The only silver lining and hope that I really have for the Bengals is that Lamar is not 100% healthy. He's been listed as questionable to play all week. Everyone knew he was ultimately going to play. He would never sit this one out. But it's, here's the thing also. The Ravens, it's not like the Ravens are, 8-1. They're 6-3. They've had a couple losses. They're coming off of a loss to the Browns. I think I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. I forget. But It's just so hard to stop this offense. And now you add in Deontay Johnson. I think a lot of people forgot that that trade went down because Harbaugh said he was going to get 10 to 15 snaps last week. That's what he got. But yep. They just added an elite receiver into this offense, and I think it's going to be really tough to stop them.
I think so too, but I think the desperation finally shones through. I really do. I think Cincinnati really, really goes in there and treats this like almost a playoff game here.
I can see it.
I'm serious. So, all right, good job out of you, Tyler. Excellent job. Thanks to Scott G. Shea. We were talking some Springsteen. We're going to reschedule with John Morris. He apologized to Darren Peck and company. Crossed up on date and time. We'll get that sorted out. Dominic Jimenez, you have a long weekend ahead of you, a super long weekend. It's Veterans Day on Monday, but we'll be here. For the whole crew, Tyler Levina, Marty Terrell, adios from Sports Overnight America.